Liesl, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much. And it's an absolute debacle.
It is a bit of a debacle. I'll admit I don't know a lot of the details. Could you run us through what actually has happened?
Well, this land has been sold. It's on the corner of the bowling club. It's a triangle land on the waterfront that nearby land is sold, as you can imagine, loads higher, has been sold to the bowling club for $38,000. So we can't dig out a real valuation for this land, and it's very mysterious that it's just been taken out of the Crown land, the land that belongs to the people, and put into the hands of the developer for $38,000. So we've referred that one to ICAC.
And, I mean, what is the normal protocol for the selling of Crown land?
So there's got to be a valuation in place. So we've got something called a GIPA, looking for the Freedom of Information, to try and find out if there has actually been a valuation of that land before it's been sold off. But at the moment, we're coming to nothing. We're just seeing the price of $38,000.
I mean,
for a beautiful bit of waterfront land at Woiwoi.
I wish I could get $38,000 waterfront land, quite frankly. I mean, that sounds like the dream. So nailing down, I guess, what are some of the aspects of this sale that you think are a little bit questionable?
Well, the fact that this land is on this block of land now has been a huge proposal, which might be, hopefully, for supporters for the locals, be rejected tonight at the JRPP, which is a state government development, because our council said no to this development because they want to put an aged care facility on this block of land, that part of which is now was belong to the people, now belongs to the developer. But it's also on a really low area which will be flooding in the future as sea level rise. We also get king tides there at the moment that sees the whole road go underwater. So it's an inappropriate development, but it's also quite mysterious that this portion of land is now part of that development plan.
You mentioned before as well that you've referred this to ICAC. Ideally, what would you like to see the outcome of that investigation be?
Well, we'd just like to see the government process be transparent and fair when land that belongs to the public is actually sold to private developers or sold to anyone. This is our land. We want to see the income fair coming to the people, but also that the process is fair, that everybody's treated equally.
It does seem a little bit, I don't know, interesting, I guess is the word I'm going to use. Just before I let you go, Liesl, I heard as well recently in Parliament you were addressing the rising petrol prices up in the peninsula. The quote I heard was unfair go. Could you address that one a little bit for us?
It really is an unfair go. We've got the peninsula's probably one of the oldest populations in Australia, so lots of our oldies have got limited driver's license. We've got 5 petrol stations, and often our petrol prices on the peninsula are 30 to 40 cents more than other places across New South Wales, like highest in New South Wales on a regular basis.
Wow, that is, and that's saying something, because you drive around Sydney and they're not exactly cheap.
Absolutely, and so a lot of our people who don't even have the choice to get off the peninsula and buy their fuel, so the community's banding together to say we are going to do our best if we possibly can to shop off the peninsula, to put pressure on those suppliers on the peninsula to keep the prices down and keep the prices fair.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it, and yeah, let us know if something comes of that situation.
Fingers and toes. We're writing a card to a new petrol station moving into that community on behalf of everybody.
Yeah, fingers and toes definitely crossed there. Liesl, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much.
That was MP for Gosford, Liesl Tesh, giving us some more information on the Woiwoi waterfront scandal that's been happening over the last couple of weeks. Basically, some Crown land on the waterfront's been sold for $38,000, which, as I said, if I could get $38,000 for waterfront land, I'd be pretty stoked with that. So, yeah, it seems a little bit potentially not the greatest deal that's been made, but we'll keep an eye on it.